An emerald city for me, Barkeep. Thank you. Hey, doll. How are you this fine evening? Yeah, I'm speaking to you, silly. There's nobody else sitting next to me, is there? Well, I do believe in ghosts, but that's besides the point. Just wanted to strike up a conversation with the person who watched me so intently tonight. Yes, I noticed. Don't let the darkness of the lounge fool you. I can look at my audience just fine. Some enjoyed the music, but not as much as you did. In fact, I could have sworn that I've seen you here several times before. Ah, business dealings with the hotel. That explains the fancy briefcase. Though I also see you a fair lot here in the lounge. I've noticed, doll. The piano player jokes that you're my secret admirer or something, but I just think you have exquisite taste in music if you come here often. He's not that far off, you say. My, my, am I flattered. Glad someone appreciates my talents that much. How did I get into music and singing, you ask? Oh, that's a long story, doll. You're lucky my shift's over and I've got some liquid storytelling juice in my hand. Well, you could say that my eternal love for music began when I discovered rock and roll and soul. It was like a revelation to me. I've heard other music before that, but none resonated with me as much as those particular kinds of music did. You never ask a lady her age, darling. I'm younger than what my taste in music leads on. I suppose you could call me an old soul. Not that I'm like one of those insufferable boomers who think the music of today is ear poison or anything. It's more of how I personally found music back then much more interesting. Nothing beats the real thing, doll. You could have all the machines in the world replicating the sounds of pre-recorded instruments perfectly, but hearing a person play it gives it a much-needed human touch that makes it sound authentic. Same goes for vocals, too. As far as I can remember, the first time I sang was for a preschool Christmas recital. I think we did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Though my actual singing career took flight when I joined a choir in elementary. It was just a natural instinct for me to join because I definitely wanted to learn how to sing better than that off-key howling about St. Nick's glorified red light bulb. Were my folks supportive, you ask? Well, like many parents with artistic kids, it's extremely complicated. They saw singing and anything remotely artsy as just a hobby. I get that they're worried about my future, but as parents, they need to have faith in their children no matter how ridiculous their dreams might sound to them. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. It's just that when you're passionate about something, and the people who are supposed to be your biggest supporters want you to take a path that makes you miserable, it wears you down. Not all the self-esteem in the world can soften the blow that comes with that. I do have to make ends meet, though. When I'm not on stage, I spend the daytime doing inventory at a furniture store. It's not much, but it pays the bills. Though I do like the fact that I don't get to be out and about at the store a lot so that I could keep up this stage persona. Perhaps I should explain my excitement. I do like to pretend I'm living some sort of double life. You could say that it adds to the adrenaline I need to keep up the stage presence. It's a little strange, but it works for me. Well, you see me on stage, right? I always feel like I'm on the top of the world when I set foot on it. Sure, it's not Broadway, the West End, or the O2 Arena, but I still give it my best. I think that's all that matters. Don't you? Thanks, Del. You're a sweetheart. Oh, come on now. No need to be bashful around me. I won't bite. Though, you're pretty cute that I could just eat you right up. And what if I am flirting? Is it working then? Oh, you're adorable. You know, it's people like you who keep me going. No, really! I'd like to think that if there's just one person out there who likes what I do, my efforts are never in vain. If I made your night tonight, I already feel like a superstar. Of course I don't know you that well yet, but I'd like to get to know you better, you silly bean. Aw, someone's never been booped on the nose before. Don't let the dress and the makeup intimidate you. Although I must give props to this designer because my boobs and my butt never looked this nice in a dress. Oh dear. Try not to choke on your drink, sweetheart. Here, use my handkerchief. You're alright. Speaking of drinks, I think I'll have one more round. Shall you have one too, doll? I do want to chat with you some more. I mean, if you don't mind. I hope I'm not keeping you from anything. Oh, gotta get up early for work? Understandable. All those numbers aren't going to crunch themselves. But I still want to see you again. Well, I know that. You're in the audience every night I'm here. I mean, in more like a date setting. Only if you want to. Well, in that case... Here you go. Call me and let me know when you want to get together, okay? Alright then. Well, can't wait till we meet again. I'm missing you already, doll. Aw, you caught it! You got me all flustered now. Well, I'll see you around. Pleasant dreams, my dear. Hope I could appear in yours, because you'll definitely be in mine tonight.